You're listening to This Is How We See It with your host, Eric Lee, the show where we say it like we see it.
Thanks for tuning into the show. Welcome to it. My name is Eric Lee, and in the studio is Miss Ronnie V.
Hey, y'all.
And Miss C.
Well, hello.
We have a lot to talk about. Let me just tell y'all what's going on with me. And not y'all, because the two of you know, but I'm talking about the listeners. Now, for the past probably 3 weeks, I'm pretty sure that those who listen to the show know that I've actually been playing old episodes of our show. And that is because I have not had the time to record, you know. Things have happened in my life that I just don't have the time anymore. So for 23 years, everybody knows I talk about my job. I used to talk about the job all the time. And I was on my job for 23 years.
Yay.
On May 5th.
You remember, huh?
I remember the day at around 2 o'clock. My manager sends me an email and says, I need you to get on a call. And so I thought to myself, you know, a call? Like, why do you need me to get on a call? And so I was talking to one of my other coworkers, and I said, we have a call today? And she said, I didn't get any invite of a call.
Ooh.
So at first I thought, okay, well, that's kind of strange. But then I thought, well, it's not, because some of the stuff that I did for the department, nobody else did. So me and my manager would have our own little, you know, calls, right, about what she needed me to do. So I kind of thought it was strange. But then I said, well, you know, it's probably nothing. So I get on the call, and she says, such and so is on the call, which is her boss. Mm-hmm. And I said, now something's up, something's on. Like, why would I need to be on a call with the two of them?
Mm-hmm.
And basically, we know you've been here for 23 years, but we don't need you anymore. That's basically, that's basically what was said on the call. Thanks. Mm-mm. Thanks for your service. And thanks for all you've done for this company and department. But, your job is being eliminated.
Oh, man.
That's exactly what.
That sucks, dude.
Uh-huh. And it was like, I'm telling you, it was like I got hit with a ton of bricks.
And you look like it, too.
I didn't even. I was shocked. I was in shock. Yeah. I was like, huh?
Yeah. Where's Ashton?
Right. Like, what is happening?
Yeah.
And I
know, because you sat in that chair a long time before you got up, and I looked at you and you said, I've just been, what is the other
laid
word?
Off.
Yeah, I've just been laid off. And I saw, shut up. And I went on out the room, and I looked back, and I said, oh my God, he looked like he's lost his best friend.
Yeah. Yeah. And when I think back to all that I used to do for, you know, all the extras that I used to do, and it was so easy. And I'm not saying it was so easy for them to do it. I mean, I'm pretty sure, you know, I mean, I don't know. I don't know what it took, but, all the things that I used to do, the extra stuff that I used to do for the job, and all the weekends, you know, running overtime shifts, Saturday and Sundays, sometimes 8 hours on a Saturday and Sunday, coming in, trying to make sure that we were ahead coming in on Monday. I didn't want to kind of leave some of the last weeks where I could have, you know, I could have left. But I said, well, you know what, I'll go in Saturday or I'll go in a couple of hours Sunday, wrap that up so we can start with a fresh slate. And when you really start to think about that, you know, then I got kind of mad and was like, you know, it's just personally, I don't think there's any loyalty anymore for companies. It's like,
it's not.
Right. Companies now are like us.
Until
and
we don't need you
exactly,
anymore.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Until we don't. Right.
And then, like you say, to invest so many years in a company to not say, hey, you can go to this department or you can do this.
That's my point.
That's the crazy part.
That's what really got me.
Yeah, that's crazy. Oh, and you can't apply again until
6 months. She told me, she said, you will not, well, no, she didn't. The HR lady, when I had to call, had to have a call with them. She said, and one more thing, she said, you will not be able to reapply anywhere in this company for 6 months. I said, 6 months? She said, for 6 months. I said, that is just, that's crazy. And it's funny because another department found out that I was laid off and called me. Remember, mm-hmm. I was telling you, yeah. And they were like, well, we got this position. The only thing was that because I live here and they're in D.C.,
Yeah. They
said there might be some, because I knew all of them. Being in the company for 23 years, you know everybody. Right. You know, most right. people. And so when they heard, she called me and was like, she said, I can't believe it. She said, I absolutely cannot believe when I heard that they laid you off. And she said, there's a position coming up. And she said, no, she left. She's leaving to go to be the client for us. See, our client was the D.C. government. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And this person left to go work for the D.C. She was totally through with the company.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
She had been there 2 years before me. Mm-hmm. So she'd been there for 25 years. Yeah. And she went to the D.C. government and she basically told me, I want you to be my liaison. I want you to still be here,
uh-huh.
But I want you to be my liaison. Mm-hmm. But, you know.
Still 6 months and that was still with the
right,
company.
Right. Yeah. So I don't know if, and I talked
Did
to.
Did you apply for it?
Well, he called me. He said, well, we're not going to do the rec right now because you know how companies are. Like end of quarters or end of years, mm-hmm. they stop hiring. You can't yeah. order supplies and yeah, stuff like yeah. that. So I think they're in that right now.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, Eric, he said, the only thing, he said, because our client is DC, he said, the only thing is that.
You will have to be.
Right. Well, she said, well, he said that you could maybe commute, you know, like go up there once a week or
Absolutely
go up there every
not.
I would.
You would go to D.C. once a week.
Not once a week, maybe once a month. Sorry. Once a month. Ooh. Once.
Jesus.
Yeah.
That's
so
too much.
But anyway, you know, I that's why. And now I have a new job. Mm-hmm. I have this new job and
that you love.
And it is kicking my
Real?
Behind. I'm telling you, it is the most physical job I've ever had in my life. I've worked in an office for 23 years, basically. And this job is opposite. And I don't so mind the physical, but it's just I stand on my feet all day.
Like me. Yeah, but it has an advantage to it.
Well, I'm losing weight. I know.
And then sometimes you have company that rides with you to work, right?
Anywho.
Right?
No.
Oh, you're not going to tell that?
No, I will not. Well, I will. I will tell it. I'm driving down the street to go to work, and I'm just, I don't even remember what I was listening to on the radio. Out the corner of my eye, in the passenger seat, I see something green. I look over, it's a gecko. Riding shotgun in my car. And he's just paused. Y'all, I almost wrecked my car. I pulled over into the hibachi place on Capitol.
Yeah.
I opened that door. I took a stick and I beat the stew out of Mr. Gecko. I most certainly did.
All he wanted to do was listen to the song you was listening to.
But he wasn't
to.
Invited.
But you didn't kill him, though, did
I can't, he you?
Did.
He's dead as a doornail.
Oh, my God. Now, you might have
he
some
didn't do anything to you.
Nothing.
Yes, he did. He was in my car.
Riding free.
And I didn't tell him
he
could get into my car with me.
He was going to get some gas money later.
Okay. All right. Well, that thing, that had me shook. I was like, oh, my God. I had never, you know, had anything like that happen to me. But that's the reason why we haven't been doing the show like we regularly do, have new shows every week. It's because the schedule is crazy. Each week off a different day. One day a week I have to work 12 hours. And so, and you think standing on your feet for 12 hours, that's a lot.
I've done it.
That's
I'm
a lot.
Doing it.
Every day. You stand on your feet for 12 hours every day. And your feet and back and legs and stuff don't hurt.
Toe all the pieces.
Oh.
Toe all the pieces. I done went through so many shoes with the holes being in the bottom of my soles, it don't make no sense.
Yeah, I had to go get me some shoes, because those shoes, when I that first day,
and
when
don't
I wore
pay
them
for
shoes,
no expensive ones.
I had to, because those were the only ones with the gel inside of it. So I had to pay for them. So, and I know what's going on with you.
I'm just about to just blow my job all to pieces.
What?
But ain't nobody going to be in the building when
be
I do
careful.
It.
Be careful. All right. Be
nobody's
careful
gonna
what
be
you
in
say.
The building. I'm just in a zone where I wanna advance within my company, but the pay sucks. They want you to do extra work, extra job. They want to give you overtime. I've been with my company for 17 years, and I'm just tired. Yeah. I am fed up. So, I mean, I have a degree, and I am looking to get outside of my company. And they're going to miss me when I'm gone.
And you left, but you went back.
I did.
Yeah.
Did money.
Yeah. You went
but
back,
But now
too.
I'm back at the standstill, and I'm tired of it. Yeah. You're going to miss me when I'm gone.
I was just thinking that.
And you know what? In any relationship, there has to be some reciprocity. There has to be
some who?
Reciprocity. You do, and I do. Yeah. And you know,
that's what Lauryn Hill said.
Exactly. It has to
I've
be.
I've never heard
you've
that
never
word.
Heard of reciprocity?
No.
Okay. You've heard of reciprocate?
Yes.
It's like, yeah. It's like you do, I do. That's what
all
one
hand
exactly.
washes the other.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
It can't just be companies like y'all just work here, but we don't have no regard for you, and we don't have any regard for what you need and what you want. You know, it's just all about come to work, and you know.
And so, I understand it. If we don't come to work, the company won't run.
Exactly.
Some relationships are like that.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's an unhealthy relationship.
Well, I'm ready to break up.
Me too. And I'm not saying that, you know, a lot of people think that companies should, you know, bow down to them and bend to them. That's not what I'm saying either. You know, but what I am saying is that if I'm giving my all to you, you should have some type of, you know, well, you know what? This person's doing this. They're doing that. Let's give a little leeway. And you know, me and I'm one of the managers, and there's another manager. And, you know, she's been there for 3 years, so she's got stories. She's got stories about, and there is no perfect job.
No,
you know, you're going to find something about every job, you know, but you need to make sure that you find the right fit.
That's right. That's
you know, and I don't think that this is the right fit for me.
Well, you remember my old job that I came from, Wake County Register of Deeds. So they have went back as far as 8 years, and now the amount of money that is missing is $2.3 million.
Now, last we saw it was 600,000, wasn't it? Wasn't it 600,000?
Yeah. It went back just a year.
Yeah. So now it's $2.3 million.
$2.3 million.
I don't see how they could tell if that type of money was missing when did it.
In my job, that couldn't happen because we have registers and things, and these registers give a report every night.
Yeah, but so they what, don't, right?
Well, I don't know.
No, they just picked up money.
Well, that's how.
See, that's what I'm saying.
That's exactly
why,
how.
How can you tell what's missing when
the because somewhere somebody had assets, like the bookkeepers or something, whoever, somebody that's in finance. But see, the money at the end of the night didn't go to the finance people. It went to
the Register of Deeds.
Yes. And then the calculations of what she said was final is what was put into the system. So if you don't do an audit, you're not going to know if that number matched that number.
Right. That's right.
An audit haven't been done in over 8 years.
Wasn't what made them.
Somebody told
them. No, a new manager came in.
Right. That's right. That's right.
Just normally looking like a whatever his job was to look into. And he was like, hey, this
something's
is not adding
right.
up. And this was just within the year that they were in. And so he requested an audit, and she refused it, and had made him resign.
So he must have went above her head.
He just let that go?
Exactly.
Now, he didn't get his job back, but after that, it was
were you there when he was when he was there? You don't know him.
I never met Mr. Black.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that somebody had to blow the whistle on it. Somebody had to say, "Hey, something's not right here."
Exactly.
And You know, that and see, V, I told you
something was going on, though.
I told you, I said, what did I say? I said, something's happening. And when she resigned, they said that she resigned because of health reasons.
Yeah.
She resigned because of no health reasons.
Exactly.
She knew that they were coming after her behind.
How long has she been there?
Years.
8 years straight. Eight. Nobody ever ran against
all
her.
All the 8 years. And that's what they went back 8 years and found $2.3 million. You see that house that they had in the newspaper that she lived in?
Mm-mm. The one with the 13-year mortgage she paid off in 3.
Yes.
Oh, now she makes
she makes $140,000 a year as the Register of Deeds. Now you would think that that would be enough.
Yeah.
You ain't paying off no 13-year mortgage in 3 years.
We're gonna take our first break. We will be right back in just a moment. You're listening to This Is How We See It. We are back. Thanks for coming back with us with a new episode of This Is How We See It. I'm in the studio with Ronnie V and Miss C. And we were just talking about before we went to break about the Register of Deeds. We've talked about it on several shows before and how now the North Carolina, where the state has gone back, and now it's $2.3 million missing.
Yep.
Just missing.
I'm telling you. You know, I came in, I think I was the newest person, the last person that came in. So I had only been there maybe like 6 months at the time. And, you know, I came in with a degree. I had been into custom service, dealing with cash, like for 17 years. So I wanted to do something else. You know, I wanted to, you know, like manage the money and stuff. And I know once I asked, could I do that? I got sent to the back. Like.
Oh, yes. They couldn't have you.
But at the time, I didn't know anything. All I know was all of a sudden, I was in the information in the back where no customers came. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, what is going on? Like,
and that girl, the one you kept talking, she knew. That's why they wouldn't fire her, because she knew what was happening.
Exactly.
And that's why
she really didn't have any business there.
Should have been gone years ago.
And she's still there. I just talked to someone. Really? She's still there. Yes.
Now, but
okay,
I bet you.
How are they putting up with what she was doing now that Miss Riddick is gone?
Oh, I'm sure they're not.
They're not.
They have a new, remember I told you they had a new guy that's the head of that. And remember some judge, I was reading in the paper, some judge said that he has always been suspicious of the Register of Deeds.
Like I said, the night that we did the same-sex marriage, I can just imagine the amount of money. They got missed
ooh,
that night.
Yeah.
We stayed open until 12 o'clock.
Wow.
And I don't even think that was approved because, you know, after 5, we don't have any security guards. We don't have anybody to make sure that people are coming in safe, you know, go through the metal detectors. We stayed open until 12 o'clock.
Well, they probably had to stay too. Security guards
stuff. They're not part. That's Wake County Register of Deeds is, she was an elected official. That was just our department that was open. The courthouse was closed down, the entire courthouse. At 5 o'clock, when it's time to shut down, it's over. Like I told you, when it snowed, everything downtown was closed. We had to come into work. It took us 6 hours to get to work.
What's done in the dark will always come to the light.
Let it shine, let it shine, what? Let it shine.
Okay.
It's like, you know, I would love to make $140,000 a year. That's a really good salary.
It is.
I mean, that's a really good salary. And this just wasn't enough for you.
How old was she? How old is she?
Early 50s, isn't she? I think she was early 50s. And not a bad looking lady. She's not a bad looking lady at all. I saw her picture one time.
She stayed G'd up now. She dressed.
I guess she did. $2.3 million worth of G.
That ain't right.
No, it sure won't right. So September 17th through the 23rd was Constitution Week. And it's the week that we set aside to honor our U.S. Constitution. Now, I found an article about one of the, you know, you always hear people yell, my First Amendment right, you know. And so I said, you know, well, what is really the First Amendment, you know? And I found an article about it. And I thought it was befitting because, you know, in this era of fake news, according to, you know, the president, he's calling everything fake news. And what does the First Amendment mean? This is what it says. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or the right of the people to peaceably assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. So that's basically the First Amendment right there. So, freedom of religion. Congress cannot pass a law setting up a religion that everyone must follow. You are free to worship as you please here. Freedom of speech. You are free to speak out and give your side of things. Others are free to listen. However, there are some limits. You cannot shout fire in a crowded room when there is no fire.
Okay.
So that's you know, that's not covered. Freedom of press. Members of the press do not have to get what they are planning to print or say approved by the government beforehand. Mm. They are free to print what they wish as long as it is not a deliberate lie.
Okay. Oh.
So they even
have... It can be a lie, but long as you ain't think it was, you good.
Well, that's why it's important.
That's a deliberate lie.
That's why it's important for them to get their facts straight. That's why they really are, you know, cautious about that. Freedom of assembly. You are free to meet peacefully. Which sometimes I don't know, like people that are marching peacefully and sometimes the cops come.
You have to get a permit and stuff.
Well, I don't know. You are free to meet peacefully.
Peace be still.
I don't know. Freedom of petition. You are free to ask the government to correct things that you think are wrong. So that is basically the First Amendment.
Hmm.
Right there. I thought that was very, very interesting.
Very informational.
Very. A 28-year-old North Carolina man named Matthew James Phelps phoned 911 at around 1 a.m. and told the dispatcher that he thinks he killed his wife. He had taken some cold medicine and said that he must have killed his wife in his sleep. He said he woke up to find her drenched in blood and suffering from several stab wounds in their bed. He's breathing heavily, so he tells the dispatcher, I had a dream, and then I turned on the lights, and she's dead on the floor. I have blood all over me, and there's a bloody knife on the bed, and I think I did it. I can't believe this. I can't believe this.
And he's a preacher.
He is a preacher. The dispatcher said that at first he showed no emotion as he gives her the address to the house. Then they said later on during the call, he breaks down. He was taking Coracetin. Now, Coracetin is for people who have high blood pressure. And so he was taking that, and experts say that if taken in high dosages, it can cause euphoria, agitation, or psychosis. So if he was taking a lot of it, possibly he could, you know, euphoria, agitation, and psychosis. Mm-hmm. So he has been charged with murder. And they have been married for less than
a year.
You know,
that don't sound right.
Yeah, some don't sound right about that. I don't know. I'm not a doctor or anything. I'm just, you know, talking about what I think. And you know, but you know, you hear people sleepwalking.
But they ain't stabbing people.
I don't know.
Some people are killing people and stuff sleepwalking. Who? I seen it on television.
I don't know. I mean, you know, sometimes I just wonder about, you know, things like that. Like
I have woke up being choked.
Huh?
Mm-hmm. my husband was dreaming, and he was dreaming that somebody was fighting him, and he was fighting back. And the way I woke him up.
Well, at least that's what he told you.
Yeah. Hey.
That was some past personal stuff.
That's what he told you.
I had to clock that head to wake him up. I could tell he was really asleep.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Now, you know we didn't fight on that, but you know that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know.
The moment where your neck was, all the things he could have grabbed. It could have been
exactly
your ears.
Exactly, around your neck.
It could be your shoulders, but he grabbed your neck.
Yeah, something suspicious about that. I don't know, though, but, you know, if pharmacists, like they spoke to several pharmacists, and they said that it could happen. Well, it could happen. So I just wonder about it. You know what I mean? Like, good Lord. You had to go into the kitchen to get the knife.
Yeah.
And you didn't wake up.
You could have been asleep.
Yeah, but how to stab? I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Then, I know you done ran into some walls or something.
Right.
Not if you know where you're going and you sleep.
How did you not fall down the stairs or something?
How you know they were upstairs?
I'm just saying.
And you could have grabbed an apple. You grab a knife. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of things on the counter. Spoon.
Yeah.
Splatula.
Why a knife?
What?
Why a knife?
Splatula.
Yeah.
That's what my daddy used to
call it. I don't know. Something's not right about that. But let's talk about all of these hurricanes. No, can we bliss?
No. Let's not talk about it. But let them stay where they be.
Can we bliss? I mean, there were five. Wasn't it five? It was Irma, Harvey, Irma, Maria, Jose, and what's this last one? So it must have been four right behind. I mean, just
where
causing
these
devastation.
Where did names come from?
The weather, National Weather Service.
So they just they pick
name
a
them.
Name.
They name them. Mm-hmm.
I wonder where they got Hurricane Hazel from. I don't understand.
I don't know.
Your dad was born during Hurricane Hazel.
Wasn't that 1942?
No, it was 54, I think.
Oh, 54. I mean, just causing just devastation everywhere.
Why don't tornadoes have names?
They do name tornadoes.
What? All I hear is a tornado coming.
Are all the hurricanes named after women?
Mm. Well, Harvey, Jose is not.
And that was a hurricane?
Yes.
Name a tornado name. Tornado Wood.
I don't know.
I ain't never heard of a tornado. Anybody have an answer for that?
Look it up.
Let us know.
Look it up and see if any or tornadoes are. But I mean, just sad. I mean, the latest is Puerto Rico. I mean, it obliterated Puerto Rico.
Oh yeah.
Maria tore.
Didn't they get two of them?
Who? They got Puerto Maria and.
They got two. Didn't they right back to back? I think.
I don't know, but just the devastation. They said that island. They said that the power won't come on for another like month or something.
Yeah.
I mean, it's crazy. And then our president, he goes down to Puerto Rico and tosses and throws napkins at people.
And told them, people talking about how many deceased do you have? And he said 19. Well, that's good. I mean, it could be thousands. I mean, but who says something like that?
Yeah.
I got an answer.
Yeah. What's the answer?
It says, in the United States, tropical storms and hurricanes are the only kind of storms that get a name. Other major storms, such as tornadoes, severe thunderstorms, and blizzards, are not that special.
Oh. Well, we had the blizzard of 96 in D.C.
Look to see when the hurricane Hazel come through.
We will give you guys that answer when we come back. We'll be back in a moment. Stay right with us. Back. Thanks for coming back with us, talking about the devastation in Puerto Rico, and we were talking about Trump. I mean, they are really getting on him about this. I mean, how do you go down somewhere and just toss paper towels like you're giving people, you know, like just, you know, I just don't get it. But you know, the mayor had really been talking bad about him. And she had really said about how he wasn't really doing what, you know, he should have been doing.
But it changed when he went down there.
They said that they talked like she was made to apologize to him. That's kind of what they say. But they always talk about how everything is always about him. Like everything is about, you know, him and how he feels. They said that he went down there and told them, y'all are costing the government billions of dollars.
Ooh. Yeah, he said that as soon as he said
that. Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
He said it like in a joking way.
Yeah, but it's just some stuff you just don't say. You just don't say stuff like that. And I don't know, just all of this devastation that's happening. I mean, it was just incredible to me. And then let's talk about Vegas. 58 people dead.
59, including him. He killed himself. Oh, no.
Well, I think that if the police would have killed him, I mean, so set it up. There is a country music concert in Nevada, in Las Vegas, Nevada. And everybody's having a good time. Jason Aldean comes on the stage, and all of a sudden, this man from the Mandalay Bay window starts opening fire on the crowd. Just starts to open fire for no reason. And he, like you said, killed, he's 58 dead, and so many hundred people he wounded.
500 plus.
It's just ridiculous. And they're still now trying to figure out, like, what was the motive? Like, they can't figure out a motive. Now, apparently, he was a millionaire, but because he gambled, like he was a high roller in gambling. And so it wasn't, you know, right. His family said that he wasn't political. The brother said he wasn't a political person. So it wasn't like he was mad at somebody. But one of the FBI profilers, he was on CNN, and he said those people represented something he was mad at.
Something
like it's
for
not
the country people.
Yes, like it. They think about the Pulse night shooting. The gay people represented to the guy who shot, you know, how he had to suppress his homosexuality. So they represented whatever he was mad at.
Yeah, with freedom.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. So they're saying that the people that this guy shot had to have represented something that made him mad, but they just can't figure out what it was. Like, he left nothing. He left no type of, you know, journal. He left no type of, you know, he didn't talk, neighbors talked about, he never said anything to them about, but I think something's going to show up. And you know, they made the girlfriend come back from the Philippines.
Yeah.
So
they make her come back for
him. He sent,
a person of interest.
Well, they're saying that maybe she can shed some light because she lived with him.
Yeah, but they're also saying it's nowhere in the world. He's been gathering guns
arsenals
for a year.
Then he had 47.
And they lived together 3 years. Don't mean nothing. And she didn't know anything.
Yeah, it's possible. Here's what I will tell you. I know people now who collect guns. So just because he had a lot of guns doesn't mean that she should have thought he was going to kill up somebody. Mm-hmm. You know, and you know, I hope that in their quest to find out why, they don't try to destroy her.
Well, he sure looked after her because they said that he sent her to the Philippines. Sent her away 3 days before he did.
And he wired $100,000 to her.
Yeah.
Which is probably $1 million in the Philippines, you know. But still doesn't mean that she knew. And I'm not saying she didn't know, because I think that Pulse nightclub wife, she knew what her husband was going to do.
Well, she said that.
Ain't she in jail now? I think she's in prison now for that.
Yeah.
But I don't know about this, you know, this case. I still think there has to be a reason why, though.
Of course there's a reason, but we ain't going to find out about it.
Yeah. I don't know. And it's a shame. It's
the
just
dead don't speak.
Yeah. And just all this tragedy. that's happening, you know, in this world, you know, it's just, it's crazy. Hurricanes, floods, earthquake, the earthquake in Mexico that just killed all those people. Mm-hmm. Everything is happening like right around each other.
This, 2 or 3 days ago, they got this man for killing his wife. Haven't found her body yet, but have charged him with her murder.
So how do they see? This is what gets on my nerves. Like, how can some people say nobody, no crime?
Exactly.
How do you know she's dead if you haven't found her body?
They have charged him with murder, and they still have not found her body.
That's weird to me. I don't know about that. I don't know about that at all. So how about the Chicago girl, 19-year-old Chicago native Kanika Jenkins, went to a party that was thrown at the Crown Plaza Hotel in Chicago. Surveillance video shows her wandering the halls of the hotel, and she goes through the kitchen towards the freezer, and that's where she was found dead.
Inside the freezer.
Inside the freezer. The police said that the party was booked by two people using a stolen identity and a fraudulent credit card. Her mother reported that Kanika's friends told her that they left Jenkins alone in the hall to retrieve her car keys and phone from a room, and they never saw her again. So she goes to this party with a group of friends. Mm-hmm. They said that she went back to this room to get her stuff, and they never saw her again. My thing is, what? And on the videotape, she is sloppy drunk. She is sloppy drunk. How do you get down to the kitchen
in an unauthorized?
And why was the kitchen
area
open?
Well, I guess you know, like the dining, like hotels have like dining areas. You can probably just walk back there.
The area that they come, she walked in was an unauthorized area. Like,
right, like she didn't work in the kitchen. Yeah. So how did she want? See, a lot of people, you know, they're conspiracy theorists, but I don't know. But a lot of people saying that she went down there with somebody or looking for somebody.
Well, they said if you look good, you can see a shadow.
Yeah, I saw that. I didn't. Really,
well, then they did, they did a video and somebody was hollering, and then you could hear somebody in the back say they raping her.
Well, she wasn't raped. They didn't say she was raped. She was?
Yes. Three guys. Gang raped.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How come I didn't hear that?
It is. It's on the thing.
Yep.
Where did they?
She was taking pictures.
The friend was in the holding the camera up.
She talked.
It was
junk
even
about
said
that
they paid her to leave her in the room. Like, it was like a setup or something. But I mean, it's like so many different stories or whatever. But it's just it's crazy.
But how did she get to the freezer?
And if they don't know where she is, why would her friends drive her car from the hotel to her mom's
house? Why were you not looking?
They left her?
Why were you not looking for your friend?
They drove her car away from the hotel.
Yeah, something sounds fishy.
Well, they didn't have no business getting in it.
Something sounds fishy
about
that.
And if she left her keys, where did they get the keys from to drive her car?
And when her mom was there, she had requested like a whole, like all that day to rewind the cameras to see where she was. And the hotel staff wouldn't cooperate. I don't think it was until.
I noticed that when they found her, they wouldn't let her see it.
The police got involved. But they wouldn't even run the cameras back to see where she could have, you know, where did she go after she left out that room.
And something they said was cut. Like, you can tell that it was cut. And because there's
spliced.
What do you call it? Like a how you can tell that something's been doctored up.
Yeah.
Yeah, that something's been edited in the videotape. But what though?
Who found her?
I think the people that work. I'm not sure. Probably the people that work there.
Because
in
when
the
mother was asking to look through the tapes, they hadn't found her.
Mm-hmm. They wouldn't cooperate with looking through the tapes, looking on the camcorders. Mm.
It's and she was only 19. See, sometimes, and you know, I'm not blaming the victim, but sometimes when I was 19, you know, I mean, I think I drank one time. No, I don't think I was 19. When did I I wasn't a drinker, you know, like before I became 21. Just because I just thought that, you know, I'm not supposed to be, you know, drinking. I don't know. 19 years old, that drunk.
Well, you could tell she wasn't used to drinking.
Why not? She just probably drank too much.
Well,
she
could have been not used to drinking. And,
that's why
and
I say,
they
you
were
know,
at the party.
Young people don't drink. Like, don't
My
get.
Mama didn't sometimes go nowhere. Peer pressure is something.
You know what? I don't know about peer pressure because I've never had it.
Me neither.
I have never
I've
had.
I've always been a leader. I ain't following
me too.
Nobody.
I'm the same way. If I didn't want to do something, I'm not doing it.
And you don't ask me a second time.
Exactly, because you're going to you gonna get told something. Yeah, I don't. I do understand that there is peer pressure, you know, children that want to fit in and stuff like that. But, you know, be careful, you know, young people. Take care of yourself. If you came
I
to
will.
A party. I said young people.
I said I will.
If you go to a party with a group of friends, stick together.
That's right. We come together, we leave
exactly.
together.
She said, oh, I forgot my phone. Okay, well, we standing right here while you go back, or we going and back with you to get your phone. Don't leave your, you know, your friend like that. Just, you know, a life just gone. Gone. Usher. So we all know about the herpes story, you know.
He's saying that he doesn't have it.
Okay. Well, he paid this woman $1 million.
What, the one now?
Not the one now, but
oh,
the one
first.
Before. Yes.
Okay.
Why would he pay her $1 million? Why? If he did not give her herpes.
He didn't want to ruin his reputation. He didn't want to go through
well,
all that.
Well, too late.
And $1 million wasn't anything
was
for him.
Too late.
Defamation of character.
Exactly.
Oh, I'm suing you.
Exactly. But here's the thing. Here's what I bet folks didn't know.
About the man?
There is a man who has come forth and said Usher gave him herpes as well.
A man?
A man.
Yeah.
We don't know a name. We don't have any information about it, but he's been called John Doe in the paper, in the case.
Yeah, and the other girl gave her real name. She says she's not gonna be a
she
Jane
ain't got
Doe.
She ain't got nothing to hide.
She says she saw something on her lips and around her
her pubic area.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know this whole thing about Usher. And then Kevin Hart. Y'all have heard all the stuff about Kevin Hart, right?
Kevin Hart needs to sit down. Now, Kevin Hart, they going after that girl.
Why? Why are they going after
her?
Because
he said he ain't giving
her a penny. But that's extortion. That's a felony.
And now she's supposed to be pregnant.
Who?
This girl.
Now, I haven't heard that.
I did. I heard on the news that now she's claiming that she's pregnant. But when they asked her, she kept quiet about it, like she didn't confirm or anything like that. But I heard that that's what the part of the extortion.
Well, I think he deserves whatever he get coming his way. You knew you was married. You should have been with your wife only. And whatever she get, I hope she burn you, Kevin Hart. I hope she burn you down to your ankles.
Yeah,
sick
because
of these sorry men.
Yeah.
I mean, there's some sorry women out here too.
Yeah.
But you know, then stuff get exposed and I put myself in a situation where, you know, the company I kept, I should have been in that situation. But, you know, you made mistakes. What? Burn to your ankles.
You have to be careful. And my thing is that you know that there are these thoughts out here that want to get into this situation with you.
And why they always got to be thirsty thoughts? Oh, dirty butt girls. When you, I mean, and I think that's what makes the women more furious.
Yeah.
Like, you messed up our marriage for this.
Mm-hmm. Well, now she's you sticking know? With him.
Yeah, she's
the wife
a
is
baby.
The wife is sticking
well, I don't
with
blame
him.
Her. Well, he done fessed up.
Yeah,
I see.
See,
another reason why women get mad. Once, listen, listen, men. Once you are caught, just go ahead and say you're already caught. Just go ahead and tell the truth. You may not have to sleep on the couch, okay? Let it go. Just tell the truth. Damn, she got me. Look, baby. What? I was there. It was me, and I'm sorry. Sometimes that's all people want to hear.
Maybe so. Maybe so. Maybe it yeah.
Because once you tell the truth, it's nothing that she can come back to you in your ear. What happened? And where was you at? When you go ahead and get everything out, then you look at it and say, anything else you want to know? You done answered all the questions.
Yeah.
You out of the doghouse.
Right. Well, You might not be out of the doghouse, but at least there's nothing left unsaid.
Exactly.
There's no more surprises. She can't be surprised anymore. Yeah. We're going to take another break. We'll be right back in just a moment. Stay right with us. Are back. Thanks for coming back with us, talking about Kevin Hart before we went to break. You heard the advice from Ronnie V. Tell the crew.
Tell it.
Tell the crew and shame the devil.
Tell it.
Tell the crew.
It will do what? Set you free. It
make you free. Did y'all know that Fergie and Josh Duhamel have separated?
Yeah.
Now, I thought that they would last.
Because she wants to go back and sing and stuff, and he don't feel like that she should because of their child.
Well, he ain't making all that kind of money.
Why?
But what has he been in?
He's in that thing with LL, that new movie and stuff they doing.
What new movie with LL?
Oh, Hush, they got a new episode and stuff. He's in that with LL.
A new episode or a new movie?
I don't know the name of that movie.
Well, then you should be quiet because you're giving false information on the
false
air.
False information. You can go to jail for that. About a movie. You can go to jail for that.
You believe that.
So Selena Gomez underwent a kidney transplant this summer.
Yeah.
And her best friend, actress Francia Reza, who gave I have no one. Idea who that was, gave her one of her kidneys.
Yeah. She been not never make her mad.
I know that's
what
right.
What you say? And I done gave you a kidney?
Right.
I take it back. Something else.
Oh, I'm pretty sure she probably gave us some money. Because
still.
That girl, she an actress. I'm like, well, what is she acted in? Because I ain't never synced her before.
She been not getting on my bad side.
But isn't that very good? I mean, that was very, you know, she gave us some coin. Ain't nobody going to give you no kidney.
They said
no
she
reason.
Did.
If she her best friend.
Yes, she did.
You don't have to pay me. You my best friend.
Whatever.
And that's what
live.
She said.
You know
that's
what?
Best friends
and they
are
haven't
for.
Been best friends that long. I think she's only been knowing her, what, about 8-10 years or something
that's
like that.
That's a long time. What are you talking about?
Yeah, like, it's like yesterday or something.
Oh, well, that's
a long
decade.
Time.
Hello.
But let me tell y'all something. Yeah, you my best friend, which is the reason that I would consider giving you a kidney. But you going to pay for mine. Oh, yes.
Says the person that has no friends.
Hey.
And listen, guys.
Oh,
that's
I've got
why.
Friends. I've got two friends,
that's
and
why.
That's all I want.
Would you get him a kidney for free?
No.
You ain't got no friends. You got
I
a
sure
associate.
Now, would they give me a kidney for free?
You'll never know. I hope not now that you're broadcasting that you wouldn't get him one.
All I got to say, Eel.
Not right.
Is you going to pay me, especially right. You a multimillionaire like Selena Gomez?
First of all, she you're probably has already me. Done stuff for her in her life.
No, she
you
didn't.
You don't have to pay me to give me.
No, she
you
didn't.
Know. You don't know.
She ain't done nothing for that
her.
Girl.
Do you know? Did you call her? Did you ask her? He your dad.
No, you didn't. She ain't did nothing for her because if she did, she'd have been in some movies that I'd have known her for or on
these,
TV, and
that's
she ain't
why
been
these
nowhere.
Friendships and stuff are breaking up. Like friends, like Eric Lee. Who wants friends like that? You know, it's not right.
Everybody want to be my friend.
It is not right.
You can bleed it.
It ain't right.
So Rosie O'Donnell's ex-wife, Michelle Rounds, committed suicide a couple of weeks ago.
What?
Yep, she committed suicide. Rosie released a statement talking about mental illness and how real it is.
Oh, my God. You sure want Rosie's breath and pots?
But they have... But they had been divorced for years.
It was the after effect. You don't know how stuff lingers.
Was she suing Rosa for the children?
Oh, I have no idea. They didn't say any of
sorry,
that.
People.
They just said that she was she had committed suicide. I just you
I'm
know
telling you.
Suicide. I mean,
sideways.
My Lord. You know, what in the world is so bad that you got to kill yourself?
Just lock yourself in the room and
well,
stay there
if you're
there
mentally
for a while.
Ill, you don't know.
Well, that's what she was saying. She was saying that. And my thing was, did you know she was mentally ill when you married her?
Sometimes people don't find out. Well, that's the truth. They say, I do.
That is the truth. We were talking about that the other day, how sometimes you can be blinded.
Yeah.
You know, by people. And some people are really good actors.
And some people just expose themselves, but you see what you want to see.
Yeah.
You accept true. What you want to accept. And then you're sitting there and you're like, she told me. I nudied it. I'm telling you.
What? What are you talking about? So People's Pharmacy, I haven't done People's Pharmacy in so long, and this is a good one right here.
He's excited, isn't he? This is a good one right here.
Corticosteroid nasal sprays may lead to eye cataracts. As a cataract surgeon, not I, but he's the one talking, mm-hmm. I have seen several patients over the years with posterior subcapsular cataracts mm-hmm. that I thought were attributable to steroid nasal sprays. It is quite common to see cataracts in asthma or COPD patients who need inhaled steroids in order to breathe freely. The nasal sprays for allergies are not as likely to cause cataracts as the inhalers, but I suspect that some of the drug is getting into the bloodstream and circulating throughout the body from either route of administration.
Mm.
Here's the answer. Corticosteroid nasal sprays such as Beconase, Flonase, Nasacort once were available only by prescription.
Right.
The prescribing information alerted physicians to adverse reactions such as nosebleed, sore throat, cough, headache, and loss of the sense of smell. Nasal septal perforation, glaucoma, and cataract are also mentioned as possible complications.
Ooh,
now, I take Flonase.
Mm-hmm.
My doctor started giving me Flonase because he was looking at my neck and he was saying that there was something going on with my neck, and he yeah. gave me the spray.
He didn't just see that it was fat and just, I mean.
How dare you?
He just wanted to give you some medicine instead of just observing.
How dare you?
He was just trying to give you a bill. Okay?
How dare you say that my neck is fat after all the weight I have lost? From running around, standing on my feet all day on this new job.
But it ain't been in your neck.
Anybody,
your neck is still
anybody, if in y'all got a job out there, please holler at me. This is how we see it at gmail.com.
Me too.
Eric Lee, we's in desperate need of some jobs.
We's in need of change. Change goes
And
wrong.
I don't really care about, you know, working hard. Like I said, I sort of like the physical.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, sweating. And because, you know, when I was working from home, I didn't get any exercise. Mm-mm. I ain't get
yes,
nothing.
Yes, you did.
He had a car for a whole
going
year.
Up
and
to that
had,
mile.
He had a car for a whole year. Had 29 miles.
That's the truth. That is the truth. And I don't so mind it, but it's just the standing on my feet all day. Standing on my feet and the 12 hours.
Yeah.
And the thing about it is when you close, you got to open back up the next morning. So you don't get home to 9:30. You know, you got to sit down. You got to eat. When you look up, it's time to go to bed.
Why don't we should be strippers?
Oh, well, wait a minute.
You know, you set your own pace. You can sit down when you want. You sit down at that stool when you're on stage.
Well, what would be your stripper name? What would be your stripper name?
Let me see. Hold on, because I thought about this. Hold on. My stripper name would be Ronnie V-licious. Yes. Yes.
Ooh, what would my stripper name be?
What would it be? What would it be?
Oh. Kid Dynamite.
What?
Oh,
now?
Kid Dynamite.
I want our listeners imagining you looking like JJ.
Whatever.
Good gracious.
What would your stripper name be, Miss C?
I would never, ever, never.
You would be our manager? Ever.
Now that I would do.
No, because I need my coin.
That's right.
We don't
want
to hit.
I don't want
top
miss.
Head
I don't want to miss. I don't want a register of deeds thing going on. I needs my stuff. I needs my stuff. So I have a Ask Amy. This one's called. Now we've talked about this, Ronnie B. Don't burden your child with tales about X. Dear Amy, I have a 4-year-old daughter. Her father and I separated when she was a baby. We share custody. He has a long history of being hostile to me, including threats and insulting emails and texts, yelling for hours over actions I never did. not helping with chores or bills, etc. Things between us have only moderately improved in the last 4 months. I acknowledge that while he can be a jerk to me, he is caring and affectionate with our daughter. When he comes over to pick her up, he waits outside. Last week, she asked me, why doesn't he come inside? I provided a one-sentence factual answer with age-appropriate vocabulary because he was mean to me and the cat, is what she told the daughter. I have never given her details of the hurtful words and actions I endured. Later, she repeated the phrase to him, and he sent me texts and emails demanding answers. I want to have a healthy parent-child relationship, and I do not want to cause drama or problems for her. Typically, I do not talk about her father in front of her, but as she ages, how do I know her questions about him? How do I answer her questions about him and our past? While I am willing to keep the past in the past, I do not want to lie or pretend these hardships never existed. Mm-hmm. So she's asking, what should I tell my daughter about why her father and I did not make it?
Well, with her being 4 years old, even the comment you made about being mean to me and the cat was not appropriate. She's a four-year-old. She wants the love from mommy, love from daddy. Why mommy and daddy don't love each other? Like, of all the things you could have told her.
Mm-hmm. But what should she have told her?
I would say mommy and daddy are not good together, each other, but we love you and we're good with you.
Is there ever an appropriate time for her to tell her daughter, listen, this is what happened to me?
When
she's older.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. When she older, can maybe like teens understand what, domestic violence, because they're going to go through it in school. They're going to have classes and courses and stuff. Just at a point where she can understand. Mm-hmm. But 4 years old, I wouldn't even say, mom and daddy don't even like each other. Like, it could have been, daddy has his own place, I have my own place. I don't go in daddy's place, so they don't go in my place. Anything.
Mm-hmm.
She's harboring feelings. She can say what she want to say.
But that's what she's saying. She's saying that she doesn't tell. She just said daddy was mean to me and the cat.
I don't think she should have said that.
Yeah. Of course, because a four-year-old is going to go to say, hey, daddy, why were you mean to mom and the cat?
Mm-hmm.
So now he's caught off guard and don't
know
what
she said. Well, then it depends on what cat you were talking about, too.
Well, but you do think that at some point it is appropriate for her to say, daddy was mean, he was abusive, and he was mean. But
I don't know if I would say abusive. I would probably just say he wasn't that good to me.
If
he wasn't that nice to me.
My hand pie, when my child get older, they're going to know.
But isn't that kind of making her prejudice against her father?
No. That's why she should be older when she's told.
Yes.
But isn't that going to do the same thing?
No, it shouldn't. Not if she's older, because she's already established what kind of feelings she's going to have, with him.
Exactly.
Now, she might be mad with mommy for telling it.
I don't know.
You know what?
It's the kind of situation where you have to see what type of relationship you guys have.
Yeah.
As they're older. Because I had to explain to my daughter one time when I went upside her dad's head. She just happened to come out the room. And I had to explain to her why your daddy had a lump on the back of his head.
At least he didn't have two potatoes on the side of his head.
He had a lump in the back of his head.
You out of order.
I had to explain it.
Wow. You are out of order. Wow.
Well, that is all the time we have for today. We thank you guys for tuning in. We'll see you next time. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.